Well, oh my goodness, it has been quite a long time. It's since, the 10th month. What is that? That is October. Yes, October. It's been since October, right? The beginning, like the 3rd, I think, is the last time we had a show episode. I am Bush, or Bushy, as my friends like to call me. And, this is the Shcast, or... the shit cast. It's been so long. It's just been so long. Just wanted to take just a little bit of time to say what's up, give you guys an update. Not that we barely have any listeners at this point, and I don't blame anybody for not listening to this because there's nothing here for people that don't know me. It's kind of like me rambling, and you're just like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" Because I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm just not a person in the limelight, you know, or is it the limelight? I don't know what it's called, but yeah, it's cool. But I'm kind of going to be changing a little bit of direction in this channel. Geez, I am so, like, I'm an idiot. Oh my God, I'm fucking stupid. Must be all this dick that's been shoved down my throat. Not really, but, what was I saying? Oh my God. Yeah, I want to take this show in a little bit of a different direction, something that kind of gets a little bit more reason to listen to. Not that I think it's going to be cool. What I'm going to do, I think it's going to be cool, is I'm going to try to start interviewing fellow YouTubers. And when I say fellow YouTubers, I don't mean like Markiplier and PewDiePie. I mean, that'd be pretty cool if like this thing could grow to something like that. But yeah, just I want to bring in people that do YouTube or streamers and stuff. Probably going to be mainly people that I interact with, kind of like friends, and kind of just get their thoughts on what made them start doing YouTube, such as like, you know, yeah, just what made them start, when it started, what their direction was, did they change direction? And what I mean by that is, like me, I do gaming videos, and I have another channel, Bushy343, where I do car stuff, or try to kind of do car stuff, but more out and about type of things. But it's one of those things, just like this podcast, it's slow going. I want to start building that, but that's like something that actually really takes time and money to do. So yeah, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm hoping to have a friend YouTuber. We've been getting, I'm not gonna say close, that sounds almost a little, you know, like, yay, we've been getting close. I mean, whatever. But he's really cool, so I hope to maybe have him on maybe the next episode. And another thing, you know, be prepared for vulgarity. You know, vulgarity? Is that it? Vulgarity? Yeah, swears, fuck, shit. You know, stuff like that, because who cares, you know? It's freedom of speech, and sometimes using powerful words, that's the way to do it, as long as you're not, like, racist, you know? Jomie, racism I do is on a track. Yeah. Woo. Okay, so anyway, that's stupid. But yeah, just bring them on here, talk, hopefully have some fun. He's a really cool guy, I'll link all YouTubers and, you know, if they're Twitchers or they do some other form of, you know, entertainment. Like I said, it won't be just, like, strictly to that. I mean, just bring people in. Like I said, it's not going to be like I'm bringing some big names in, so probably a lot of people would be like, who's that? But still, they got interesting stories, and then afterwards, or even during, you can go to their channel, because I'll be leaving links to their channels in the description of the episode. And you can go check them out, and maybe they might be something you're wanting to get into. And I gotta start linking my stuff in the description of the podcast itself. I think I have my email address where you can send me questions. If you want questions, send comments. If you want questions, yeah, send me questions to give you questions. No, if you want to send me questions and just comments, you can send them right there. I think it's bushy343@yahoo.com, and I better log into that because it's been a while. And not that anybody's probably sent anything to it, but it's just been a while, and you know how, Yahoo can be when it comes to that. It's like either they shut it down or freeze it and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really hyper, so I'm talking kind of fast, and now, like, whenever I haven't talked, I start to kind of, like, get hiccupy. Not, like, hiccupy. What am I trying to say? Like, burping. There we go. Burping is what I'm looking at. And I'm not looking at it, but, you know, no, that is what I get. So I'm always like, so anyway, I was inside the dildo. And yeah, like that little hesitation there. And that's what it is. It's just all the air going in and out. Like I said, man, I'm talking so fast. Like, oh my goodness. Anyway, yeah, but that's what I want to do for part of it. Another thing I wanted to kind of do is I wanted to kind of, I don't know what to say, like, look at badass people and do, like, you know, their story, their life story. There's probably a million and a billion podcasts out there that do that, kind of like a history thing of somebody, something, you know, that type of thing. But there's a lot involved in that, and that's time. And I usually spend all my time making videos and that kind of thing for my YouTube channel. So doing that where, like, Emmett Smith, he's kind of like one of my big heroes. So I'd like to do a, you know, a deep dive or whatever you want to call it into him, you know, from birth to, you know, where he's at now. But that takes time. That takes research. And I work a full-time job and I'm trying to juggle too many things. So I don't know if that's going to really come to fruition. It would be cool if I could have a staff, but yeah, I'm going to hire a staff because I have no money and these people are going to want to do that for no money. But yeah, that's something I'd love to be able to do, but you know, I don't know. So right now it's going to be kind of similar to this and how it has been with me talking here and there, but you know, going ahead and like I said, doing some interviews and trying to bring some people on, whether, I don't know how long it'll be, but it'll be me asking, you know, the generic questions, but basically just letting them tell their story and just joking around. I mean, it doesn't have to be, I don't want it to be scripted too much. That's the one thing I don't want. I don't want it to bring like, so, you know what I mean? Like a typical interview. I want it to be free form or free flowing. Because yeah, I just hit my keyboard. Sorry. That's what I want. I just want it to be like off the top of the head type deal. But obviously they know, you know, have some questions to have some way to keep it going. But you know, I think it'll be pretty easy because a lot of these people that I do, I've played with them or like, haven't played with them. And so I'll have questions or I'll obviously be really interested. It's not like I'm just going to sit here like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah. Do that thing. No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'll be good to go there. So I think it's something cool. I have all this energy. I want to do it right now. Well, like I said, I'm still trying to set up that first one. And like I said, these aren't big YouTubers. These are people about my size and stuff. But they're really cool and interesting people. And what better, I mean, you know, what am I trying to say? You know, I had one follower or subscriber to my YouTube channel. May she rest in peace. They committed, they committed suicide a while back, and they were one of my number one fans, and I would speak to them through Skype. This is kind of how long ago it was, through Skype on every occasions, and you know, they told me that I really helped them in their depression. But anyway, I'm not going to focus on that part. No, because I suffer from it too, and just thinking about the fact that there was somebody that I knew that, you know, didn't know no, but was trying to help, and you know, also like it wasn't my fault. It's just way depression is. But yeah, they watched the big YouTubers. They watched PewDiePie until like she said that he started to kind of do a little bit less of the gaming stuff and more of the stuff he's known for now, I guess. I haven't really watched him in years. She's like, I watched Markiplier and then I got watching like all these other things. And she's like, but then I found like your channel, you know, just stumbled across it. I don't remember how she said she found it. She said she was just scrolling type deal. And then she saw the name and it was like, that is hilarious name. And, Unkempt Bush for, oh my God, fucking dyslexia. Unkempt Bush 343 on YouTube. And, she's like, I liked it. You know, you just had this. She said there was just something about it that she enjoyed. So, I mean, you know, that's the thing is, you know, these people start. We've all started at the same place. And it's just about kind of like now it's the very much luck of the draw, you know, very much luck of the draw. So kind of like this shit show, you know, I mean, it could blow up if it becomes, you know, one of those type of interview things where, but I doubt it. But my goal isn't to make it big. My goal is just to have fun and do stuff to occupy my mind and keep me going and, you know, make me forget about the shit that goes on in my life. Oh, yeah, Happy New Year. I mean, it is freaking January 1st. It is 8:42 p.m. January 1st. My New Year's was okay. I'm alone. So, yeah, I didn't even plan on staying up late. But this person, like I said, this Unsealed Wings person that I'm possibly going to interview, be the first one. I say possibly, I'm quite sure he's going to be the first one because he's the first one that, you know, answered it and said, yeah, he's interested. He was doing a live stream over on YouTube, and I was just happened to be watching. And I think, yeah, I was uploading a video to Vlare.tv, which is like a YouTube, but a little, it's just newer, kind of. And what is it? Like, what am I trying to say? It's like YouTube. I think it's a little bit better, but it's worse in some cases because it's not quite, you know, YouTube. But I just decided to do that because there's a lot of things going on YouTube right now where, you know, I'm pretty sure many people may have heard of it, the Copa thing and blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, I upload videos there too as well. And there's those, like, burp hiccup things. And I don't know what I was saying. Like, literally do not know what I was getting at. And I'm very mad at myself now. Like, holy cow. Oh, yeah, I was just up and just kept staying up. And then I decided, you know, hey, if I go to bed now, it was like 1 a.m. If I go take a shower, go to bed, I'm still going to get 7 hours sleep because I didn't have to go to work until 10:30 this morning and or yesterday morning, depending on when I upload this. So I plan on just going ahead and saving this because I don't think I've really messed up to where I have to, like, edit or kind of cut out anything. But, yeah, I just said, okay, I'm going to go ahead. It's okay if I stay up late. Well, it's not, because I am old. I'm getting old to where if I mess up my sleep schedule a little bit, it screws it up forever for, like, a week. And it's been very messed up. I was up all night night before that. Well, not... It was, like, the 31st. No, it was the 30th. Saturday into Sunday? Was it? No. Night before? I don't know, but one of the nights I was up all night. Okay, yeah, it was Sunday into Monday. Yeah, that's what it was. And I just ended up being up all night. And I was just like, dang it. And yeah, I just couldn't fall asleep last night until about almost... It was probably almost 6 a.m. this morning. 6 a.m. is kind of like what I call my twilight time. It's like when I really start to crash. So I knew eventually I would crash, but I just laid in bed while I was watching. I watched some YouTube videos, caught up on some of the friends' videos, and then was just laying there and was watching, you know, The Office, trying to just to fall asleep. I usually watch The Office when I go to bed because I've seen all the episodes a billion times, so it's kind of like one of those, okay, I can fall asleep, it's not a big deal. Whereas if I'm watching something kind of new and I haven't seen it before, I'm like, oh no, I gotta stay up, or I have to, you know. And I like to kind of fall asleep with the TV on, but I don't have to. But I do now because, I mean, like I said, I'm all alone. And that's part of the reason, too, just being all alone. When you're a person that is very affectionate and you love to, like, be, like, in an intimate situation with somebody. Now, I'm not talking sex. I'm talking, you know, just, like, cuddling. And you want human interaction in the personal way. That's, you know, that is, it's very rough. And it's been a very long time. So it's like, I kind of always lay there at night like, man, if I just had somebody I could cuddle up to, talk, or even just watch, you know, I can always, always just doze off, get comfortable, you know what I'm saying, if you're with somebody and, you know, you sleep together. So that's what I've been dealing with there, and kind of just aches and pains that kind of keep me going. I think another thing that's really going to help is when I can get a new mattress. My mattress is just bleh. So yeah, my New Year sucked because I was just, you know, the normal. And of course, I don't really care. It's not like I said, I was planning on going to bed before the ball, even before the change, because to me, it's not a big deal. I've seen these before. You know, changing a number doesn't mean it's a change in, you know, things. You know, it's just another day. Just it's plus one. It's like I said something on Facebook that I think I actually kind of made some people mad about. I said, shut the fuck up about your New Year stuff. You know, if you're fired at what I think I said, like if you're fired at 11:59 p.m. 2019, you're still gonna be, you know, jobless 12 a.m. 2020. You know what I mean? It doesn't change. Nothing changes instantly. You know, change should be something. If you need it, you're gonna make it no matter what. You know, it's not, you know, wait until, you know, I'm gonna wait until this time to do it. No, if you want something to change, you do it now. You know, you start the process as soon as you realize that you need to make that change. Whether it's, you know, there's obviously changes are different. If you need a new job, well, you start looking and then you figure out what you kind of want to do and what you maybe, you know, that type of thing. Like I did last year was an interesting year. Two new jobs, and then I'm back at my old job now. I don't know. Yeah, when I last did this, I think I was back. Yeah, I was, because I was, I did the interview with Vicky, my friend Vicky. Not interview, but kind of just like a chit-chat session. And yeah, I was already back at the grocery store, the retail job. So, you know, it's just, yeah, you guys know if anybody's paying attention anyway. But yeah, so it's been interesting, you know. What I hope to accomplish this year, I just hope to kind of keep going the way things are for the most part. I would love to see some growth in YouTube or Vlair, and maybe this podcast, maybe this can grow into something a little bit more substantial than it has been, you know, than just me rambling on and on, you know, which would be probably interesting to you if I was fucking famous or something, but I'm not. I'm just some piece of shit sitting in a room that I makeshifted into a studio type thing, not even really a studio. Like, that just sounds so, like, I got a studio. It's like, okay, you put up sound deadening crap and you got a computer that is worth a damn. You know? But then again, that kind of is what a studio is in some ways, depending on what you're trying to do. I mean, I can't record music in here. I could, but I don't have the music stuff to record it. But anyway, that would be something I'd like to do too, is learn how to, you know, play the guitar. Guitar? Did I say that right? Guitar? Guitar? But yeah. So that's what I'm hoping to do in the upcoming, you know, months with this. I hope to maybe make it at least a monthly podcast, because I was like, you know, going a week is a little ambitious. 2 weeks is still a little ambitious, especially when you don't really have a direction. So hopefully we can get a little direction and maybe do some things, and maybe I can kind of get it out of my system to actually just sit down and research some of these other topics I'd like to talk about and whatnot. Something I've been actually wanting to do when I started this, but I just didn't know exactly how to go about it, which is basically just starting it and doing it. But it's a pretty big undertaking, like I said, when you're, you know, if I'm trying to think of a way to, like, realistically say if I didn't have to work a real job, which would be like being on disability or something where I could actually just have time to do something. But you know, making it big on YouTube to where I don't have to go to work because I make it on there would be good, and then we could invest some more time here. But yeah, anyway, so I'm just gonna go ahead and end it there. This is less than 20 minutes, I guess. And yeah, just hope to see you guys. Like I said, if you want to listen in and hear some interesting stories of just regular people trying to do big things, or, you know, just trying to, you know, keep themselves entertained, and stay tuned and come along for the ride. Stay, just hop in the fucking passenger seat and enjoy your motherfucking self. And until the next one, guys, you take care, and I'll see you. Well, hear you. You'll hear me. Yeah, whatever. It works somehow, some way. But yeah, take care. Peace.